The following is an exclusive sports presentation of Extra Sports 1300.
Next, I'd like to introduce...
Throw your hands in the air if you're a true player.
Southern Colorado, it's time for your live and local sports talk show.
That boy is good.
Good and terrible.
Drive Time Sports, presented by Tilted Kilt Pub and Eatery, your sports action hub with over 54 TVs so you don't miss out on the action, located at Woodman and I-25. The only place to hear talk about your teams.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh man, I hate those guys.
Here are your hosts, Ryan Kaufman and Chris Braden, with the godfather of Colorado Springs Sports Radio, Wheels.
Good afternoon. Welcome to a Wednesday edition of the show. Ryan and Chris coming your way from Old Chicago Academy and Austin Bluffs. Feel free to come out and join us. We got a bunch of goodies to give our great listeners. Very interesting day. Interesting juxtaposition we find ourselves in today. On one hand, we are here for our Rockies listening party. We will have the D-backs and Rockies on our airwaves tonight. Bob Black is going to join us at 3:20 on the show, so that's really exciting and awesome. And then there's a little bit of disappointment, but also a little bit of intrigue. And when it comes to the news of the day, the Colorado Springs Sky Sox and D.G. Elmore, the owner of the team, have announced that the AAA team will be moving to San Antonio after the 2018 season, a year and a half from now. And in their stead, the rookie ball affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers, called the Helena Brewers, will be moving here. Understood that this was a possibility. There was the open flirtation with San Antonio. Funding for their ballpark kind of fell through, and then it was put on the back burner. But we always thought at some point it was a possibility. We certainly hoped that AAA baseball in Colorado Springs would be something that would stay here for the long term, something that Dave Elmore did mention in his statement today through the team. They are pleased that they will have affiliated professional baseball in Colorado Springs for many years to come. Bud Black joins us on the program. Bud, how are you today?
I'm doing well, guys. Thanks.
That third baseman you got, he's pretty special, huh?
Good player, boys. One of the best players in the game. You know, what he's done the last, you know, three or four games, you know, has really been something. I think it's, you know, pretty indicative of what he can do, you know, at the most critical of moments. And, you know, we're fortunate here in Colorado and you guys down there in Colorado Springs to be able to see such a great player on a daily basis. You know, what he does at the plate, what he does on the field is such great stuff. So, you know, it's he's so fun to watch. He cares so much about, you know, the Rockies, about the organization, you know, about our fans. It's really, really good stuff.
After that top of the eighth inning, I don't know that every team in Major League Baseball has the response that your team did in the eighth inning against that pitcher. What does that say about your team that they were able to come right back in the bottom of the eighth to get those runs back?
Well, you know, it doesn't surprise me, and I don't think it surprises the guys. You know, there's a, you know, there's a focus and a determination to our group that's, you know, pretty evident to me, and I saw it in spring training, just the, you know, the day-to-day focus, the day-to-day, you know, being on point. You know, these guys don't, you know, don't waver a whole much as far as, you know, the up and down scale. They stay level-headed. You know, they play at a high pitch. So, you know, to score a run late in the game against good pitchers, you know, we're very capable because they're talented players with, you know, with great heads on their shoulders.
You know, Bud, Cargo last night, he beat up Zach Greinke like he's done in his career. Is this just another step to him getting back to the Carlos Gonzalez that we know and love?
Well, let's hope so. I think that, you know, last night was, you know, a good sign that he, you know, he hit Zach to straightaway center, you know, a great swing. I like the fact that against a very good pitcher in Bradley, he took a fastball the other way. you know, in the eighth inning. You know, his swings have been better. I know that, you know, I'll go back a couple road trips that, you know, you could really see that he was, you know, starting to gain on it, then he's fallen back a touch. But, you know, I think he's getting closer from what we've seen. Just in early work, I think there's been some changes that he's underwent with our hitting coaches that I think are going to be beneficial to him. So we'll see. But I do know this, that Carlos at some point in this season is going to carry this team.
Rockies manager Bub Black joining us here on Drive Time Sports. Rockies and Diamondbacks tonight at Coors. Our coverage starts at 6 p.m. ESPN Radio on the call tonight. But do you think that this team gets as much respect from people of our ilk that it deserves?
Well, I mean, again, I mean, I don't follow it that much, but I would hope that we will in the future based on what's happening. I do know that, you know, certain markets, certain parts of the country are going to focus, you know, on their teams, whether it's the New York teams, whether it's the Chicago teams, the Los Angeles teams, you know, the teams that might be a little bit more high profile, you know, they might focus on that just because of the, you know, the following. But, you know, I do think that, you know, we're a great story. We got a good team with great players, very, you know, players who can play, very, very good players who are, you know, I think extremely watchable that and enjoyable to watch. So, you know, I would think, so I think that, you know, the, you know, guys of your ilk should get it out there more about our club.
Don't worry, we're talking about you guys for 3 hours every afternoon, bud. There's no issue with that. Now, if you could only get a little bit of help from whoever's playing the Dodgers, my goodness, have you seen anything like the top of this NL West has been?
No, this has been incredible. You know, the Diamondbacks are a very good team. They've played extremely well. So have the Dodgers. They got a good team as well. You know, those teams aren't going away. And, you know, you look at their, you know, you look at their 25-man roster. You look at, you know, their group in AAA, both teams. There's depth. You know, there's resources to go get players. And we feel we're in the same mix. So, you know, I think it's, you know, three very good teams who are playing very well. And it's been that way from start to finish. So, again, I think it's a great challenge for all of us in this division. The only thing that you know, it resembles to me is a number of years ago when the Cubs, Pirates, and Cardinals all came out of the Central with, you know, 90 plus wins. You know, that was a very strong division a few years ago. So there's a lot of season left. You know, we'll see how it plays out, but we feel pretty good about our team.
Rockies manager Bub Black joining us on Drive Time Sports. Tyler Anderson, you said, is on his way back. John Gray will have at least one more start in Albuquerque. The guy that you have throwing tonight, he's going to make your job extremely difficult here in a couple of weeks, bud. What are you seeing from Jeff Hoffman? Because he has just been lights out since he's come back up.
Well, you're right. He's been great. I think with Jeff, you know, he went down to the minor leagues, you know, to work on a number of things out of camp that, you know, we felt was necessary for him to, you know, get back on track to be a major league pitcher. A number of things on the mechanics side within his delivery. I think there was a few things mentally that he needed to square away. And he went down and did these things. And, you know, he's come back up with a great focus, you know, his mental frame of mind is in a really good spot. I mean, and what he's doing, you know, within his delivery mechanics is very solid. You know, he simplified some things that has made his ability to locate the fastball and land his secondary pitches for strikes, you know, just, you know, at a much higher level. So very proud of Jeff. You know, the pitching coaches, you know, here and also in the minor league have done a great job with him. As far as, you know, getting him in a place where you need to be to be successful in the big leagues.
Great pitching matchup tonight. Jeff Hoffman, Taijuan Walker, 6:40 is the first pitch. Bud, really appreciate you being so gracious with your time with us down here in Colorado Springs. We're all hanging out here, going to be watching you guys tonight. Hopefully you guys can make it as exciting as last night, although I'm sure you would take 10-1 tonight if that was in the cards.
Yeah, we'll take anything in the win column for sure. But you guys enjoy the game tonight. We appreciate all the support from, you know, all of our fans in Colorado Springs. You know, it's a great fan base down there for Rocky baseball. So, you know, keep spreading the word, you guys.
Yep, will do. Thanks, Bud.
Okay.
There's Bub Black, Rockies manager, joining us here on Drive Time Sports. Drive Time Sports coming your way live from Old Chicago Academy in Austin Bluff, side of our Rockies listening party. Joining us now is really, I've always felt this way, is really the engine that drives KOAA Channel 5. Matt Pritchard joins us on the show. Matt, I just want to forewarn you that your colleague is sitting not 5 feet away from us, so you have to watch what you say.
Okay, got it. That's good to know. Thanks for telling me.
Explain to us the line of thinking. If the Rockies were here, then maybe this wouldn't have happened.
Well, the line of thinking is that with the Rockies, you know, they needed, they were the only team in Major League Baseball that had a reason to be here because of the fact that their pitchers were training at altitude to pitch at altitude. But the other teams in Major League Baseball have no interest whatsoever in having their players developing up here at altitude in Colorado Springs. And so that ultimately was what they said was sort of a nudging or a pushing from the other Major League teams that were in contention to take the Sky Sox affiliation, that they had to move because they didn't want their players developing at altitude. And when it was the Rockies, there was actually a reason for them to be here. They were actually benefiting from that relationship, but no other team really does, and that in many ways was the final nail in the coffin for AAA baseball here in Colorado Springs.
So when they originally came here, they weren't a Rockies affiliate. They were with the Indians. So
sure.
Why the big change? I mean, nothing's really changed. The city is the same elevation that it's always been.
Yeah, I mean, you're 100% right, and you know, I think we can all look through that answer a little bit and find the cracks in it here and there, but
right.
For the most part, though, I mean, you know, the Rockies were here for a really, really long time, and I think a lot of teams saw sort of the issues that come with having an affiliate up here at altitude, and then when it came up where it wasn't the Rockies anymore, other teams were not so willing to go back into dealing with those issues that are so unique to our situation up here at altitude. The other thing is, you know, our crazy weather that comes in the spring. I mean, it's beautiful right now, but we've all been to a Sky Sox game in the spring and experienced a hailstorm, a rain that comes in and rains out, cancels a game. So, I mean, there a lot of things went into this decision, I think, that are both weather, that are altitude related. It might be ballpark related, although they didn't say that. I think, you know, this ballpark in many ways, a lot of AAA teams don't want to have this as a home, and a lot of rookie ball teams would look at this as, you know, the Taj Mahal for rookie ball, which it will be when the Helena Brewers end up here.
So you were there, and obviously everybody there was in the media, was a professional, but when they talked about the weather, the stadium, and the altitude, kind of what was the reaction in the room?
I think the reaction is, the best way to put it is kind of disappointment, right? I mean, you know, we all live here. This is our home, and we all like being able to watch top-tier baseball 15 minutes from our house, because AAA baseball, you're watching the guys that are going to be up with the parent club within weeks. I mean, look at Lewis Brinson, Orlando Arcia, guys like that, you know, who we've watched, and now we see them having great major league careers up with the Brewers. So, I mean, it's just disappointing is that we're going to watch sort of a lesser talent on the field. If you're a casual fan, I don't think it's going to matter all that much, because if you're just a casual fan, just want to have a hot dog and a beverage and sit out and watch a baseball game, then, you know, that's what you're going to get. But for those of us that really enjoy watching top-tier baseball, like most of the sports guys in the room, you know, with the media, it's disappointing that we aren't going to be able to see that come 2019.
Matt Pritchard, KOAA, joining us here on Drive Time Sports. Shifting gears but staying on the same sport, is Nolan Arenado the National League MVP?
I have a chance last night and the night or two nights prior at Coors Field sure seemed to think so. He's putting up the numbers, and there is nobody more clutch in Major League Baseball right now than Nolan Arenado, on top of what he does at third base every single night of the week. This is no secret to us here in Colorado. We've watched him grow and become one of the best players, if not the best player in Major League Baseball over the years. And it's I think he's in the conversation. I think you have to put him in the conversation. But really, he's just one piece in a very exciting Rockies team that is just too much fun right now to go out and watch.
You know, Matt, used to be one of the best hitters in Major League Baseball. Cargo, last night he went out and beat up on Zach Greinke like he's known to do. Do you think this is the start of seeing the Cargo that we love, or do you think, how much patience do you have with Cargo if that's not the case?
I think we owe all the credit to Gerardo Parra, right down there in the dugout, getting the demons out of the bat, kicking it around and stuff.
Yes.
I don't know. I think you give Cargo his time to find his swing. I mean, you saw it last night. The guy's got incredible power to every field. I mean, he blasted out to the deepest part of the yard last night. He's going to find his swing. He's going to find his rhythm eventually. And the benefit to him is that we haven't needed him to find his swing immediately. They're giving him the time to find it because everyone else is picking up the slack. But I think you have to have faith that Carlos Gonzalez is one of the best hitters in the game and is eventually going to come out of this funk. And like I said, you know, we'll just have Gerardo wake up the bat before every at bat, and then all will be well.
All right, enough about that sports stuff, Matt. Tell us something really embarrassing about Grant Meech that we can use to our advantage.
there's just so many guys. It's hard to pick one in particular out of the whole thing. I think Grant Meech, his shorts game is a tad bit embarrassing when he goes out when he goes out to cover Broncos. He's got the plaid shorts going on, you know, and I get it. You know, he's trying to look like that cool golf guy at Broncos, but you know, I mean, just keep it on the links, man. We don't need it at training camp.
Besides the fact that it's
blinding.
Right, there you go. The best-dressed man at KOAA, except maybe Rob Quirk, Matt Pritchard joining us here on Drive Time Sports. Matt, I think it's fair to say that we'll just go ahead and replace Grant with you moving forward since you just beat him out. So when he gets back to the studio in 2 months or however long his vacation is, just let him know that he's going to be out. So,
hey, guys, I'll be glad to take his spot if you want me.
All right, Matt, we'll catch you on the tube tonight, and thanks so much for joining us.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks.
Yep. Hey, Matt Pritchard. You can follow him on Twitter at KOAAM Pritchard. Joining us here on Drive Time Sports.
It's time!
Hey, you hear that?
Do you hear that?
What is that?
What is that?
Yeah, what is that?
What is it?
It's crunch time. It's crunch time. It's crunch time.
All right, Chris. Today is Wednesday, June whatever. What day? What national
Dude,
day?
Dude, there is some stuff going down today. And it starts off with National Day of the Gong. Listen to how eloquent they put this on nationaldaycalendar.com. National Day of the Gong on June 21st honors and celebrates the gong's unique history and capacities among instruments of sound, music, creativity, and healing. Mighty and gentle, earthly and celestial, the gong is an extraordinary instrument and conduit of creation. Dude, I hope like that's on my tombstone.
It's the big round metal thing that goes bong.
Yeah, exactly. So kind of weird.
That
it's also
kicks you off the stage when you stink.
National Shellfish Day. So that is basically the day of death for Chris Braden. So if you like shellfish,
keep it
away from me. Yeah.
I thought you were talking about shellfish like withholding.
No, it's National Shellfish, lobster, crab, whatever, shrimp. Keep it away from me.
I was making a joke.
I know.
Shellfish, selfie.
But I'm being selfish. My wife always says that to me. It's also National Selfie Day. Do you take selfies?
No, we actually, true story, corporate handed down something today urging us to take a selfie for National Selfie Day.
Did you do it? Because I didn't see it on your Twitter.
No.
Really? I take selfies all the time.
The only selfie that I have taken is with my wife or my kids. I don't take solo selfies.
Okay.
I may take a selfie with a DJ LeMahieu bobblehead.
Yes, exactly. And if you want to go to my Twitter, you can see the box. I didn't pull the I tweeted out the box, but not what's inside the box. It's also National Go Skateboarding Day. Did you ever skateboard, Ryan?
No.
I skateboarded when I was a kid, and we had the crappy skateboards with the plastic wheels, and every time you'd hit a rock, the skateboard would stop, but your body wouldn't. So, like, I don't know how many pieces of gravel I pulled out of my body. It's also National Daylight Appreciation Day, which is amazing. And it's National Peaches and Cream Day. Never had it. I know it's an ice cream, but some people, like, eat peaches with cream on it. I think that's just weird. You got to add sugar. And it's also, today is the first day of summer. So here is the question. You're by yourself.
I don't even remember what that's like.
Right, exactly. That's why I asked it this way. Okay. You're by yourself. Let's say it's, like, what's the perfect temperature for Ryan Kaufman in the summer?
75 degrees.
No hotter than that. So you're getting up at like 6 in the morning doing this. So, okay, it's you're by yourself. It's 75 degrees.
Yeah.
You have to spend the day outside. Mm-hmm. What are you doing?
By myself?
Yeah. Dude, I am like an outdoors freak. In fact, I don't really care what I'm doing. So, like your first go-to, are you going on a hike? Are you going to go, maybe you fly to San Diego and sit at the beach?
Right.
Or, like, what do you do? Like,
probably bike.
Okay.
I would say, or go for a walk.
Are you
going to
wear, like, the tighty-tight bike pants?
I know, because I wear those to work. So
you do.
I don't have any left for the weekend.
I thought Matt was going to go on Grant saying he wears shorty shorts or
yeah.
something
well,
like that.
Well, basically, he went there. Yeah, I'd go plaid. I'd
Plaid's
walk.
Cool.
You know what? Honestly, if I was by myself, because I told you, it's been so long, I'd probably go golfing. I don't know what I'm talking about. But I just haven't. I don't go golfing except when we have charity golf tournaments that we're sponsoring.
Right.
Because I choose to spend my Sundays and stuff with my family.
Sundays in cash. So,
right.
So you hit the nail on the head for me.
Golfing. Yeah.
I have literally gotten to a golf course at 6 a.m. and have not left until it was dark. I can't tell you how many times I've done it. I just keep going back in. I'm like, put me on with another group, and I've been by myself, and I've done that literally hundreds of times in my life.
Watch out. It's so amazing. Watch out, ladies. Father of the year coming through here.
I'm by myself, man. I get a day to myself. Plus, my daughter's in college, and they barely want me around anymore. It's sad. Anyway, happy Summer Begins Day.
That was such a long answer. I forgot that started with the gong.
I know. Good job, Wheels. He had so much patience with that one. He's like, I want to play this, but Chris won't shut his pile.
Wheels with his finger just above the button for gong. Waiting. Oh, we get very verbose in this segment.
De'Aaron Fox's – oh, easy. De'Aaron Fox's dad is letting LeVar Ball have it. I don't know if you've seen this Twitter exchange.
I haven't.
So, anyway, before the Kentucky-UCLA game, here's LeVar's tweet. He can't mess with Zoe. You can have 40 points, and Lonzo can have 2 points and make the game winner, and I'm going with him, blah, blah, blah. That's the first tweet. So, after UCLA loses, here's the next tweet. They came up short, but one game doesn't define a season, blah, blah, blah. So, he's, like, feeling bad. Here's Fox's dad's tweet back. My son already ate bleep up twice, Aaron Fox says of Lonzo Ball. LeVar, you can say what you want. I can just tell him to go back and watch the film. blah, blah, blah. Two dads going after each other. If you were to pick somebody right now, are you picking Ball or are you picking Fox? Because those two right now, who knows going to go.
The dads or the point guard?
No, the kids.
Oh, throughout this entire draft process, I am telling you Lonzo Ball will be the best player coming out of this draft.
I'm not in your court on that.
I am absolutely in
doing a little research since the draft is tomorrow.
Yes.
Man, Fox is good.
Fox is very good.
He's 19 and he probably weighs 120 pounds.
Where I worry about Markelle Fultz. Like, nobody cares that this dude won 9 games last year.
Right.
Like, who does that?
Right. I don't know, man. This is going to be interesting. But like, the two dads going back and forth.
The Air Force Falcons won more games than Washington did last year. Like, give me a break. And that's not a red flag for anybody. So
I know. I kind of agree with you on that.
I like Fox a lot. I really like Fox.
What if
I
he
like
fell
Josh
to the
Jackson.
Nuggies?
Oh, I would love that. Josh Jackson, I think, is going to be one of the better players in this draft. But I do think the best player available in this draft, when we look back in 15 years at the end of these careers, I'm telling you Lonzo Ball will be the best player.
I don't agree.
I think
his dad's going to take him down a primrose pass and a path, and I think we're looking for issues with that kid.
Is Kim Kardashian still hot?
No.
Okay, well, you're the wrong person to ask. My point was, if you have a meddling parent, that doesn't mean that you're going to let it affect your work.
He gravitates that way. He gave away $10 million because his dad has a stupid idea about a shoe.
Yeah.
It's like already stupid.
I despise his dad. But I would certainly hate for people to judge me just because my dad was an ass.
My dad was way
I mean?
Better than me, so I wish people judged me what
well,
my dad
you know
was.
What I mean. I'm saying if my dad was an ass.
Yeah.
I'm saying Lonzo Ball will be the best player in this draft. And in 15
we need to have
years,
like
a
milkshake, and we'll come back to this in 3 years.
Catch me outside. How about that?
Yeah, exactly.
Catch me outside. Lot of discussion on the text line today, 286-0046. In fact, quite honestly, after Nolan Arenado hit that triple last night, I didn't think that we would talk about anything else for 3 hours. Other than the Rockies, but boy, were we all dealt a little bit of a curveball today.
Very cynical text today.
Very cynical text. Like, look.
Cynical text
today.
I said,
right now, the feeling is Colorado Springs isn't good enough.
Yeah.
And I understand that people get upset about that, but I do believe that time is going to ultimately heal the wound. And
I don't know. We had a guy come up here and said he's been going since they played at Memorial Park, and he's like,
he's not going anymore?
He's sad.
Oh.
Like, this ruined his whole summer.
Hey, guys, first time texting. Been to Old Chicago 2 times today, but good visit you guys. Oh, come on, man. Come back. wanted to bring back the Rockies Farm Club. They're used to being high in this altitude. So, like, half angry, half joking, mm-hmm. I feel like is the tone
right.
of that one. Let's see the next reason. Every reason they give for moving this guy's socks is BS. It has worked for 30 years. That coming from Brian. John weighs in. I don't blame the Sky Sox for leaving. The stadium is bad, and the attendance is just as bad. The Springs has, what, 400,000 people and maybe 3,000 fill the stadium. San Antonio makes much more sense because they won't have to travel to Round Rock, Dallas, or Houston to catch a game. Weather-wise and economically, San Antonio makes much more sense. Like major sports teams that leave, nobody seems to care until they decide to leave. And I think John makes a fantastic point there because City of Champions, you've brought up multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
There have been clear markers where it's like, you know, if you do this,
right,
then everything will be fixed, mm-hmm. and they didn't do it. And I'm not going to sit here and, you know,
but
thumb my nose at
people. But
who owns
that stadium they're in that – people don't seem to care for very much. Who owns that?
Yeah.
They own it.
That's fine.
That's their house.
But I'm just saying there was that could have
yes.
changed
no, you're
something.
Right. No, you're right.
Very good text from John, by the way. Good job, John. Jeremiah, sounds like we're getting hosed. And Ryan says, so if you can't hit a baseball at 25 degrees because it hurts, should you be headed to MLB? And look, what Tony Enzer is in the position of, and DJ Elmore, DG, excuse me,
he's softening
Elmore.
The blow or something.
Look, we've been saying this off air, and I'll just bring it on air
right.
for everybody. Really, the biggest thing is the shape that the stadium is in.
Mm-hmm.
Take a road trip to Nashville, to Oklahoma City, to these places.
But it's not
that
like
the
stadium's
go.
Fallen down. I mean, they
no,
maintain
no, no, no,
it very
no, no, no.
nice.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. But now it's becoming, because of the money in sports.
Right, exactly.
AAA ballparks are basically
it's
major
not
league
Oklahoma
parks
City or Albuquerque or any of those.
Right, they're major league ballparks with fewer seats.
Mm-hmm.
They're almost just as nice
yep.
as some of the other ones. Maybe not as high-techy, but still nice.
Right.
I mean, Nashville has a giant guitar sitting in left center field. I mean, it's these stadiums are getting really nice. And
right.
it's not a lie when they say that Security Service Field is at the bottom of the Pacific Coast League. They are. It is.
Right.
It doesn't mean our stadium is terrible.
But the Elmore's
I
on
like
it,
Security
so,
Service
I mean,
field.
It's fine. That wouldn't preclude you from going to a game.
No,
I think
it,
the location
no,
may be more but than it, the actual stadium.
But it brings in what Elmore touched on about baseball. There's a little bit of pressure from baseball. Everyone keeping up with the Joneses. If your stadium's like the worst, and I say worst with air quotes.
Yeah.
Is the worst. Then something has to change. Like, you have to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that is the trump card.
Right.
Okay, that is the thing. And also, like, Milwaukee, to a certain extent, kind of got left. And the music stopped in musical chairs, and the only seat left was Colorado Springs.
Right, exactly.
The altitude is real. The Rockies didn't like the altitude. Milwaukee doesn't like the altitude. Baseball doesn't love the altitude. My question is, what's the difference having altitude for rookie ball or AAA? And that's an answer hopefully we'll get down the line. But the shape of Security Service Field compared to other stadiums in the PCL, they're just not on par.
Right.
And I think that if you say that, that's enough. But they want to try to answer every rebuttal. And I get that. I get you want to answer every possible rebuttal that comes out, but really you only need a couple of reasons, and everyone can.
But I always said Albuquerque's at 5,300 square feet or whatever
feet up,
not
yeah.
square feet. That's huge. Hey, I bought the house down the street with 5,300 square
well,
feet.
Well, maybe in the Cheyenne Mountain,
yeah,
by
exactly.
Cheyenne Mountain High School.
But the altitude's only like 700 feet different.
Yeah.
So the Rockies don't dislike the altitude.
Right.
So.
Well, they got to deal slightly less elevation
right.
with a nicer stadium.
Bingo.
That's what they got.
Yeah. So if the stadiums were equal, they probably would have stayed here.
Joe Peasley appeared on our show in the first hour for the final time, as he will be leaving the Gazette. And I just want to say that there is not somebody who covers college hockey better than Joe.
He loves
it. Almost encyclopedic knowledge. And Air Force and CC got coverage that a lot of their peers don't get. And it's because of the Gazette's commitment to college hockey, but also Joe Paisley's commitment.
Yeah, how many papers have a college hockey guy?
Yeah, not a lot. And I guarantee you, if they have a guy, it's not as good as Joe. So we're going to miss having Joe on. We will probably have to find reasons to get him on our airwaves so we could talk to him. But we did want to mention in the last couple minutes we had here how much of a pleasure it was having Joe on to talk college hockey each and every week, and we wish him very well on his future endeavors. Speaking of this show, we want to a lot of thank yous. Want to thank Bub Black, Matt Pritchard, Joe Paisley, of course. Want to thank Wheels back at the 1300 Studios for basically maneuvering everything. Thank you to Dan Acheson, who helped us get the audio from the press conference. A lot of people made it happen today, and thank you very much for listening as well. Rockies, Diamondbacks, next on Extra Sports.